This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for staying with us on The Morning Run. Now, earlier this week, reports surfaced regarding political interference dominating the local poultry industry. The reports alleged that this has also impacted the ongoing investigations by the Malaysia Competition Commission, MICC, regarding price hikes and existence of cartels in the poultry industry. Domestic Trade Minister Dato Sri Alexander Nantalingi has said that any speculation should wait until the detailed investigation report by MICC has been released.
Now, earlier this year in February, MICC announced the formation of a special task force to investigate competition-related issues in the chicken and eggs industry. This came after allegations of chicken traders selling chickens way above the government's set ceiling price of RM8.90 per kg. Now, what has been the progress of these investigations and is there political interference?
So for more on this, we turn now to Iskandar Ismail, the chief executive of MICC. Iskandar, good morning. Let's start with how this issue came out. What was the trigger point for MICC to begin investigations into the poultry industry?
Poultry industry in Malaysia is very important because chicken is the most important protein source for Malaysia. And then there were complaints of price hike in late 2021 and up to 2022. Yeah, so the recent uproar on the issues of certain traders not following the price fixed by the government according to the scheme Kawalan Harga. So we were directed by NAKOL, a committee on cost of living issue chaired by Prime Minister. They ordered us to investigate the matter. So we've been investigating this chicken industry on the aspect of competition. Yeah. When we talk about competition, we look into whether there is a cartel element or abuse of a monopoly position or dominant position by certain players in the market itself. So we've been updating the progress of our investigation in February, March and April.
So what have you found so far in regards to the price hike and what stage of the investigations are you at now?
Okay, let me clarify one thing. Yeah, you know, one of the issues raised by certain traders in the chicken industry or the poultry industry is that the price increase of chicken feed. Chicken feed basically is the highest cost in any chicken industry. It involves around 70% of the cost. So every RM1 to raise a chicken, 70¢ is spent on chicken feed. So of course, because of supply chain disruption all over the world, I mean, the price of commodities have gone up. So that's why price of chicken also went up. Yeah. So anyhow, our investigation is progressing well. We have conducted don raids. We have been taking statements from relevant parties and witnesses. And we have been seizing some documents from certain parties. Last time, you see, you have to understand the chicken industry is a very complex industry. It's multi-layered because to make it simple for everybody is that they are divided into three segments. Yeah, one is the upstream, midstream, and downstream. Okay, so upstream usually involve chicken feed producers and also the one who holds the grandparent stock and parent stock that produce day-old chick. In the midstream, it's about more on distributorship, more on slaughtering, more on packaging and whatnot. If you go to the downstream, it involves retailing. Now we are zooming into certain players where we feel that have raised competition issue.
So Iskandar, are there any indications of a cartel or a monopoly in the poultry industry so far?
You see, there's some media reporting saying that the integrated player is they are involved in monopoly, they are involved in a cartel and whatnot. They have to understand when we say about when we talk about integrated players, it means that they are involved from A to Z. So they are involved from the upstream to the midstream and to the downstream market. So they do everything from A to Z. So door to door, basically. So you see nowadays, many companies, they have resorted to be an integrated player. You see, because they can be more efficient, they can control their costs. Because if, let's say, for instance, if they let distribution to be taken by other players, which is not part of them, you know, usually they will face problem in the sense that they have no control over the third party that's giving the services to them. So integrator is a player that involved from A to Z. And they are quite a few players in Malaysia. And in any cartel investigation, one of the way for us to investigate is through cooperation from certain parties. Yeah. You know, we give also opportunity for, let's say, for certain players that are being investigated or, you know, any other players that they think that they are involved in this cartel-like behavior in the same industry. They can come forward to us and apply for leniency. So basically, we have received indication that there are some parties want to explore to apply for this, leniency from us. You see? So we hope that, you know, the parties, the relevant parties in the investigation, if they want to make the leniency application, they have to do so as soon as possible, because the first one that is being that apply will get the most leniency from ICC.
And what about the allegations of political interference? What have your investigations shown so far?
Okay, I think there's a confusion there. You see, because there's a media reporting stating that, you know, there's a proposal few years back to establish a poultry board. Seems that there's an allegation that because of political interference, the idea to form the poultry board is put aside. And then somehow people got confused and they thought that this price hike or the issue on the, you know, the pricing of chicken right now is being caused by a politician. Certain politician. It's not true at all. We are not investigating any politician for now. Yeah. What we are investigating are certain players in the chicken industry in relation to Section 4 of Competition Act, because their behavior have raised issues under Section 4, which is Section 4 is in relation to cartel behaviors.
So when can we expect the investigations to conclude, and will the report be made available to the public?
Okay, I just want to clarify one thing. Malaysia Competition Commission is a quasi-judicial body at the same time as an enforcement body. At the same time, we are a regulator of competition issue in Malaysia. So when we are a quasi-judicial body, we investigate, we decide, we enforce our own decision. It means that our investigation paper doesn't have to go to the court. We are the court. Okay, so it means that after we complete our investigation, it will be brought up to the commission, okay, chaired by our chairman, Datuk Sri Shamuddin Muhammad Yunus. Okay, he's a former Court of Appeal judge, and then we have 9 other basically commissioner. So they will make the decision whether the parties have infringed the law or not. Okay, once we finalize the decision, everything will be put in the public. Even the evidence we put up there. So, you know, that's assured that we are trying to speed up the investigation so that we can conclude the investigation maybe around Q3 of this year. Yeah, the latest.
That was Iskandar Ismail, the chief executive of MyCC. And obviously, this is clearly an issue to be watched because, you know, these are tough times that we live in, and chicken prices, this is an essential item, right? And they have got to be contained in terms of cost, potentially. We don't want any flagrant abuse of those practices.
But at the same time, what's happening is that the government has stepped in, right? They've put a cap on chicken prices until the 5th of June. I do believe the price is 8 ringgit and 90 cents still. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering whether in the longer term, this really works to the advantage of Malaysians. I'm not saying that I'm not for lower cost of goods, but these are all artificial forms of subsidies. And if you limit the price, then do you then, in the longer term, perhaps tell, you're sending the signal to markets, you know, this market is controlled. So does it then deter individuals from trying to enter the business?
I'm more concerned in terms of the margin squeeze here, because what happens when a lot of companies have margin squeeze, then they will start to look for alternative or maybe cheaper alternative in terms of chicken feed. And then I'm not sure what kind of things will go into the feed and eventually what sort of chicken that we will have in terms of quality of goods, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you're right. And of course, people at MyCC are trying to establish a competitive landscape. But the thing is, Malaysia is quite artificial in the sense that there's a lot of artificial mechanisms put in place to, you know, to defend...
But okay, if chicken feed, right, it is generally a commoditized product. You can't really run away from the cost. The cost is pretty much transparent. You can even look it up in Bloomberg because it's pretty much there. And it's made of cornmeal, for example, 30%. Cornmeal makes up about 50% of feed cost. Soybean makes up the other 25%. And all these prices are transparent. So we do know, as a matter of fact, that all these products are at all-time highs.
That's right.
Yeah. So it is going to be a bit of a challenging time for the poultry companies. And if you want to know whether they're really making money or not making money, some of them are listed. So just have to look for the quarterly results to have an indication of whether these companies are facing tough times. The thing is, what is the delicate balance here in terms of making food affordable so that Malaysians can, you know, there is some sort of food security in the form that you can buy these products, but yet at the same time, how do you balance it with encouraging more poultry players to come up in this country so that you don't have a sudden scarcity of supply?
Or could there be alternative to feeds, you know, over here that for companies to look for? Which is something that, you know, we are not aware of for now.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.